A series of events and activities will take place over the next few months as part of the 200th anniversary of Florida becoming a U.S. territory and Escambia County becoming one of its two original counties. Organizers plan to use the occasion to share more details about this often overlooked period in the area's rich history.
Let's put it this way. When I tell people that we're going to celebrate our 200th anniversary, they look at me. They have no clue what I'm talking about.
This is Dr. Judy Bentz, chair of the Bicentennial Commission for Escambia County and the City of Pensacola. The president emeritus of the University of West Florida and archaeologist by trade has spent much of her career educating the community about the history of this area. But she acknowledges it's been heavily focused on the colonial period, from the shipwrecks and settlement of Tristan da Luna in the 1500s to the final Spanish occupation that ended in the early 1800s.
Our job is now in the lead up to the real date when the flags were lowered and raised, July the 17th in 1821. We're commemorating it this July the 17th, 2021. In this lead up, we are educating the public what it was all about.
We begin with what it was like in late Spanish Florida when the transition took place. According to Dr. Bentz, this period 2 centuries ago marked the decline of the Spanish colonial empire.
The colonial form of government, which was under a king and under a viceroy in Mexico who was authoritarian, really was ending. And the transition to a democratic form of government where people vote and have mayors and health departments and governors really began. And actually everything we know about the Pensacola organization and form of government in the city and the state and the county started then.
In describing the geography of the area, Bentz points out that the boundaries of the territory known as West Florida extended east to west for more than 200 miles.
Well, actually, it was the new Escambia County, and it went from the Perdido River to the Suwannee River. The only other county was St. John's, which was everything else of Peninsula and Northeast Florida. So it was a huge county. And I will say that the official commemoration, the flag raising and the official transfer, took place here in Pensacola, not in St. Augustine.
Soon after the 1821 transfer, those two huge counties of Escambia and St. John's were divided into smaller ones. Locally, Walton County was established in 1824. Santa Rosa County was created in 1842. Important to keep in mind, says Bentz, is that Florida's establishment as a territory made it a part of the United States, which was a democracy.
The people in Washington were very sensitive to appointing people as opposed to electing. So they only appointed the mayor, the county commission, the fire department head, the police chief, the essentials for 1 year. After that, they had an election. And then they elected who they wanted, and we've been doing that ever since.
As a result, in the state of Florida, Escambia County and the city of Pensacola can boast of the oldest in numerous categories of government, including county commission, office of mayor, fire department, and health department. And all of those entities are celebrating their 200th anniversaries. There's a lot of historical information to unpack and various avenues for unpacking it. For the past year or so, Dr. Bentz has led a commission that includes some of the area's most noted historians to come up with ways to commemorate the occasion. In addition to stories and features from WUWF, the Pensacola News Journal is helping to get the word out.
We as a commission and the News Journal have partnered to have an article in the newspaper every week, 23 weeks until July the 17th on Mondays. And many authors are contributing. I think there are like 10 different authors of the pieces. And we're putting together a timeline on the website for the commission, which is on the Visit Pensacola website.
Another interesting project involves the West Florida Genealogical Society and their effort to document all the people who were in Pensacola in 1821 when the territorial transfer took place. The list has grown quite a bit from the 200 documented as of last summer.
They have identified more than 1,600 individuals. Their Spanish, they're French, they're Native Americans, they are African Americans. Some are enslaved, some are free, but they've got their names, or unfortunately, in the case of enslaved African Americans, they only have numbers. But that's better than nothing.
The Genealogical Society has been putting information such as name, sex, age, and ethnicity on a spreadsheet. And now the organization is seeking to put faces with those names.
So they have their project called the Mosaic, which is where the public is invited to volunteer through the website on the News Journal article. And they can volunteer to take a selfie of themselves, send it in to the website, and identify the person or not that they want to be. For example, I want to be either Mariana Bonifay or a German woman who was here in Pensacola.
Additionally, many of the people who lived in Pensacola 200 years ago are buried in historic St. Michael's Cemetery, which will play a significant role in the commemoration. The celebration, which will include reenactment of the flag exchange, will culminate on the actual anniversary date, July 17th. And now, as COVID begins to get under control, Dr. Bentz says she's hoping for a good old-fashioned event to be held in Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola.
It sure seems to me that people will be so ready to have a midsummer fun thing and also to celebrate a part of our history that we didn't know too much about.
A 200th anniversary commemoration event will take place, but final details will hinge on status of the pandemic. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.